Gussie, y'all, this is another one of those strange celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, because I am recording this on the 20th, which is actually the 21st, but you're hearing it on the 20th. No, you're hearing it on the 21st, but by the time he hears it, it'll probably be close to the 22nd. Buddy, I'm confused. But y'all, today, the 21st, or yesterday, whenever, but y'all, on the 21st of y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal. Y'all is someone we don't hear much from these days, but hopefully in 2015, we'll hear a little bit more from him. He got a little bit better than in December. But y'all, he is down there in the future. Y'all, he is Arthur. It is Arthur from the Amarin Zed show down there in the future. Big Betty, we love Arthur. It's true. We all love Arthur. And y'all, you got to keep keep Arthur in your thoughts, because y'all, he is still trying to get over the absolute traumatic experience that he had back in the fall in October and November, y'all, when the Vons, yo, came to visit, y'all, it's not like it's not like you can't live halfway across the world and be safe. It's just, Big Daddy, you cannot be safe. It's true. So y'all, if you see Arthur, on the 20, or the face space, and Big Fatty is, I don't know what he's on these days, but y'all, if you see him out there on the social media, just wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and I just hope that Nigel makes him a big old cake with some wine.
Kia ora, welcome to Amarin's Podcast, episode 307. Today is Friday, January 23rd, 2015. My birthday celebrations are now well and truly over. They began on Wednesday the 21st and continued through Thursday the 22nd as Big Fatty, who you heard on the beginning of today's little show, was alluding to. And I always joke about this, but it actually is true that because I was born in Illinois and now live in New Zealand, which is the following day, this time of year, that means I get to celebrate my birthday over 48 hours. It starts when my birthday hits here and continues until it ends in Illinois. At least that's the way I look at it. I mean, I think it's only fair that I should be able to do that, and so that's what I do. It was a good birthday. We went out for dinner with family on Wednesday night, because being the middle of the week, there's not a whole lot you could do, really. And we were originally thinking about celebrating my birthday with family and whatever, maybe doing a barbecue or something on Saturday. However, Nigel's brother, who lives down near Hamilton, they are moving to another house this weekend. And so we're going to go down there on Saturday and then we'll have a barbecue that night there. It's not for my birthday, obviously, but it seemed to be the best way to do it. And as I've often spoken about before, mostly on my blog, I think, there's something that's odd about these sorts of birthdays that don't end in 0 or 5. They kind of get shoved to the side. And but this birthday was number 56, so that means that I'm now 9 years away from being able to collect what we call superannuation. Nice. The hit of my birthday for me so far was that our niece and her boyfriend gave me a selfie stick for my birthday. She said that she thought it would either be a really great thing and be a hit, or it would be a total disaster. Well, I think it's a great thing because, first of all, I can use it to take selfies, obviously, but also it allows me to hold my phone further away from me for recording video as well, about which more later. But I quite like it. And I was been thinking a lot about this lately, about how so many people my age in particular, older as well, but some younger, tend to go on and on and on about how awful social media is. And oh my goodness, young people these days, they're so self-centered and they're so narcissistic, which is not an easy word to say. And I just don't see it that way at all. I think that the modern social media paradigm, if you will, is built around online connections. People socialize online in ways that were not possible before, not even in the early days of the internet when there were chat rooms and things like that. Nowadays, they share things that are going on in their lives. They share photos, they share stories, they check in at places that they're at. And it's not about, oh, look at me, I'm so wonderful. And nor is it about, oh, I have this special thing that you don't have. It's about sharing things that are going on with their lives, with their friends. And sometimes they might check in at a restaurant or something and tag other people who they've been there with before. Maybe they had that meal together or whatever it is. The point is that most of the social media stuff is about the way people socialize at this particular point in the 21st century. I don't think it'll be this way for the entire century. By then, we'll probably be using holograms. But it is the way things are now, and I don't think it's necessarily narcissistic or self-centered or any of those other negative things that people my age tend to say. And I was thrilled to bits to get the selfie stick, not just for doing selfies, but that is certainly part of it. I have no problem with people posting selfies, never have. It's kind of fun to see what people are up to at any given stage and what they look like and things like that. And basically what I like to say to people my age or older or even just grumpy people is, calm down. If you don't like selfies, don't look at them. If you think that people are being shallow and narcissistic, don't follow them or friend them or whatever. Don't worry about it. It's not your problem. Back off. So anyway, that was one of the major things that I've been up to since last we talked. In December, and for Christmas, we went to Nigel's brother's house, the same brother we're going to see this weekend. And that was nice. Pretty much the whole family was there. And we just hung out together and ate and drank a bit. I had beers, actually, so I was fine. But, and that was it. And then we came back here after Christmas, and Nigel's mom came out and spent New Year's with us, which was really low-key because I was the only one who was still up at midnight. And as per usual, there were no countdowns or anything on New Zealand television. I do not understand this. So it was kind of anticlimactic, but I was up. And so in the new year, I don't think I've ever missed a new year. I wouldn't swear to that, but I don't think so. And I actually blogged quite a bit this year about things that were going on in the period between Christmas and New Year's and early part of January. And the one thing that just absolutely stumped us is we have this food purveyor kind of category in New Zealand called a bakery. And they actually do bake their own things, breads and things like that. But they also make ready-to-eat things, like we call them filled rolls, but they're like a long bread roll with meat and salad and stuff like that in them. Sandwich, basically, is what most Americans would probably call it. And as well as regular sandwiches and also pies, which I've talked about before, I'm sure, and things like that. And you can also buy cakes and donuts, New Zealand-style donuts and stuff like that. And almost all of them are owned by Chinese people, and for some reason. And the one that we go to the most, which is nearest to, well, it's not necessarily nearest to our house, but it's, in fact, it's not, but it's one of the ones we like the best. They were open Boxing Day, December 26th, maybe the day after, I don't know. And she said to me, she said, sure, you come back when we open again. I thought, okay, yeah. And then New Year's came around, and they were closed New Year's Day. Okay, fine. And January 2nd, well, okay, that's a public holiday. And then they stayed closed and stayed closed and stayed closed. As a matter of fact, they're still closed at this point. But what was weird about this wasn't that this particular dairy was closed and for an awfully long period of time, but that every other Chinese-owned bakery was closed as well, except for, I think, two exceptions that we found. And it's just, we have no idea why. They've never done this before. It was almost like they had a trade meeting, you know, group meeting, decided they were all going to do it. And I don't think that's actually what happened. But the first week, must have been from the 12th onwards, because Nigel went back to work on the 12th. He stopped in a different local bakery that we also go to, and said, oh, have you been away? And she said, oh, yes, yes. And she seemed really happy that he asked and that she could say what they were doing in wine. She said, oh, when you work 7 days a week, it's good to have some time off. And the reality is, I have no argument with them taking time off, although I think the one bakery is being a bit excessive from the first 2 weeks, the 3 weeks, actually, of the year, then they're off. But what It's just that it was really odd that all of them were closed at the same time. That, like I said, that's never happened before. I mean, if it was me, I would have been closed between Christmas and New Year's. Maybe the week after, because there's only a few days during the week, but not this long. But anyway, I digress. The things we have to deal with, I tell you, it's insufferable that we have to deal with this. But it is summer, and it's been a hot summer. I was complaining about spring, and I had been not just cool, but often cold and wet. Well, the summer so far has been the opposite. It's been hot and dry, and which suits me just fine, of course, but it has been a completely different thing. So far, we actually haven't done a whole lot this summer. It's been too hot. But we did go down to Birkenhead Wharf on the weekend, I think it was, and snapped some photos and stuff, and just kind of, we were only there a few minutes, really. But I thought, oh, it's a good chance to get some more photos of the city from there. And I did, and I posted some to Facebook and also to my blog. If I remember, I'll put the link to that blog post in the show notes to this episode. But apart from that, we haven't done much of anything. We've been really pretty quiet. Nigel's watched a lot of movies, more than I have probably. But one of the things we did do during this break is we watched all the Star Wars movies in what's called machete order. And I did a blog post about that too. And basically, the idea is that there are two options that most people use when they watch Star Wars movies. They watch them, if they watch all of them, they watch them in episode order, going from 1 to, 6, or they watch them in release order, which goes from, 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3. And neither one of those is very satisfactory, because you end up seeing things before you should know about them and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, it doesn't work. Bottom line, it doesn't work. But Machete Order changes that by putting them in a more, maybe logical order, I guess. It starts out, you watch the original Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope, and then you watch Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. But then, before you watch Return of the Jedi, you go back and you watch Episode 2, The Clone War, then Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and then you go back and watch Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. And Return of the Jedi, I thought, was the weakest of the original three Star Wars movies. But by putting it at the very end, after all of those movies, it makes a lot more sense, and it makes it a much better movie, I think. And you may have noticed one other thing in that it skips over entirely Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, which is a blessing. That was one of the worst Star Wars movies. That was the worst Star Wars movie. It doesn't even deserve to be a part of it. And the guy who came up with this suggested that you could always watch it later as sort of like a side story kind of thing. There have been a lot of animated things made about Star Wars that aren't actually part of the main story arc, but are kind of like on the side. Well, you can look at Episode 1 as being something like that. You don't have to watch it for the rest of the episodes to make any sense. And so that's why he came up with this order. And it is a much better way to watch the movies, in my opinion. And I highly recommend it. I don't often talk about movies and pop culture and stuff on this podcast, but that was something that sort of caught my imagination. And watching all of those movies is something we probably wouldn't have done were it not for our summer holidays, because we have got a lot more time and we just wanted to sit in the cool rather than go out in the heat and all that kind of stuff anyway. So we did. But like I said, apart from that, we didn't really do very much. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't... I can't remember anything particularly unusual that we did during that whole time. We had what some Americans anyway call a staycation. New Zealanders wouldn't, because it's called a holiday for starters. But it's what we did. But it was a really good time. We didn't do really any of the projects that we thought we were going to do over that time. Partly because it was hot, but also because we just didn't feel like it, so we didn't. You know, that's okay too. And but now things are starting to get back to normal. I'm slowly whittling away at some of the projects we've got. We've got our dining tables covered with things that we're going to be putting on Trade Me, which is kind of like, eBay, which is our version of eBay. And we're going to be doing that this weekend so that we can get rid of a bunch of stuff. It's not actually about the money so much as it is about clearing out. Although some of it is audio gear that Nigel originally bought for the radio station before he settled on what he actually wanted. And it has some value, but it's not that it's expensive. It's just that it's something somebody else might be able to use. We can't, and it's just sitting around gathering dust, and if the longer it stays, the more likely it will be to become obsolete. So best to get rid of it now, eh? Yes, indeed. So that's all we've been doing. Seriously, that is all we've been doing since last we spoke. But I've got some other things. I've got some things coming up, I guess you could say. And among them are things that relate to this particular podcast. Over this coming year, I am going to start having guests on again, doing interviews and things, and trying to do more with the expat side of things, which means, first of all, if you know of anybody who you think I should talk to, let me know or have them contact me. I'm particularly interested in anybody who is an expat, whether they're in New Zealand or another country, especially Americans, but doesn't have to be Americans, and especially LGBT people, doesn't have to be, obviously. Basically, what I want to do is document some other people's experiences, as I used to do, with an eye toward perhaps being helpful and instructive to others who may be considering living in another country. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to be talking about my life anymore or the various things that I'm doing. I will. But I'm probably going to mark them in some way in the file name to make it obvious. I might even just put the word blog in front of it or something. I don't know. Because these podcasts started out being more about New Zealand, about being an expat, and kind of incidentally about me, and then evolved over time to being mostly about me, and also a little bit about New Zealand and being an expat and stuff. Well, I'm going to sort of redress the balance a bit and put the things that are just about me more comfortably in their own category, which I will probably call blog. I haven't decided that completely yet. And ultimately, I'm also going to be doing videos on YouTube, which is why the selfie stick is a good thing, because the image stabilization on the iPhone for video is really good, and the camera is really lightweight, and out in bright light, the quality of the video is really quite good. Inside, not so much, but it is something I could certainly use at least sometimes in making these videos. However, there is a delay in making the videos. Years ago, if anybody who's been around for years may remember, I wanted to do a whole bunch of videos. I had ideas for all sorts of videos to show my Auckland and part of my New Zealand and all that kind of thing. And it never happened for a variety of reasons, none the least of which, and it wasn't just that I didn't have time, but also because I could not lose weight to save my mortal soul. And I didn't want to be shown, I didn't want to be appearing in video when I was still rotund. I never really have been, but anyway, it's about how I felt. So because I couldn't get that under control and I didn't have any time, I just never made any of these videos. Well, sort of following in the example set by Paul, with whom I used to do Arthur and Paul Talk, who's doing a lot of vlogging on YouTube now, I thought I wanted to do some of that as well. And I was going back and forth about what to do with the channel, if I should create a new channel or what I should do. But it's all got to do with this whole tooth drama, because I cannot stand the way I look. And until I get that sorted one way or another, I'm not going to do any videos. And as a matter of fact, it's very difficult to find any photos of me smiling with teeth, because I hate it so much. And so that's the reality. And if the reason that I didn't do videos before was because I didn't like the way I looked then, well, it's about 10,000 times worse now, in my opinion. And it's not about weight. I got over that. I did some test videos, not, you know, full-on ones, just to see how the camera worked, especially in the selfie stick. And I didn't like what I saw. And so that is what has prompted this indefinite delay. Which is not to say that I won't necessarily do other videos about things in New Zealand or what have you. I just won't be in them. So, yeah, there you go. It actually wouldn't hurt for me to practice with the video editing software anyway. But all of this is about, I guess, asserting would be the word, myself in what I do more than the brand. The brand is, of course, is Amarin's. But when I first started doing all of this, it was my online persona more than anything. I didn't use I used my first name, but I didn't use my whole name. And I was very cagey about talking about anything about me personally. Well, clearly that's changed. And I also am now using my name to basically claim all the stuff that I'm doing. And theoretically, ultimately, anybody doing a search of my name might start finding some of the things that I do, because this is stuff that I'm creating. Amarins isn't creating it. I'm creating the stuff that is branded as Amarins. And I don't mind the brand. The brand is fine. I mean, I spend a lot of time building it up. But it's not who I am. It's part of what I am. And it is only a name to put to wrap around everything that I produce. But I want it to be clear that I'm the person producing it. And part of the motivation for this is going back several years now, is when there was a lot of criticism of blogs and bloggers and talking about, oh, anonymous bloggers, as if there's something inherently evil about somebody who's not using their name. Well, as I've often said, there are a lot of reasons why somebody might not want to use their actual name on the internet, particularly if they're talking about political stuff, because the negative people, shall we say, on the internet can be vicious. And I can fully understand and support how some people may choose not to use their real name for their online stuff. And I can't fault them for that, because I didn't when I started out. But I've reached a point now where I basically want credit for the stuff that I'm doing. And the only way to do that is to actually use my name. Not that that bothers me anymore. I've moved past that. But how all this is going to play out, I don't know. This is going to be an adventure. This is an adventure we can have together. Or something. But that's where I'm headed with this stuff. I will ultimately be doing video blog type stuff. It'll take me a while to get there and get ready for that, but that's my plan. And I will be doing other videos, more traditional, I guess, is the word, videos. Now, I should say, backing up a bit, I should say about the vlogs. At this point, I'm not intending on including them in the podcast feed. I don't think anybody does video podcasts anymore, really. I can, if there's enough interest in it. I will post the YouTube videos to the podcast site, but you'd still have to go to the site to watch them. But I'm not planning on putting them out in the podcast feed, because I consider them to be completely different animals. Actually, everything is different from each other. I mean, this podcast now is more similar to my blog than to anything else. But my blog isn't necessarily that similar to the podcast, because I talk about all kinds of things I never talk about on this podcast, like U.S. politics, for instance. So, although not as much of that as I used to. So I'm not really sure how this is all going to shape up over this coming year. There's no plan. There is a plan, but it's not totally fleshed out. There's a sense of direction more than a plan, let's put it that way. So we'll get to explore this together. But that is it for today. As I said, we haven't done much, so I don't have much to share right now. But in future weeks, there will hopefully be more to tell you about. And until then, have a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
You can comment on this or any episode of the Amarins Podcast at amarinspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can send me an audio message through Audioboo or Skype, where my username is Amarins, and you can email me, with or without a voice message, at Arthur, that's ARTHUR, at amarinspodcast.com. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.